The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. For this week's session, we took our Jazz Club microphones to two different spots. They're 3,000 miles apart, although the performances of the two bands are much closer together, musically speaking. First, we'll be hearing the Duke Ellington Orchestra from the famous Meadowbrook Club in New Jersey. And after that, we'll be visiting a bunch of former Ellington stars, the Johnny Hodges Band, in California. First, here's the Duke in a number written and arranged by his great drummer, Louis Belson, who left Harry James Band to join Ellington early in 1951. The title is Ting-a-Ling. Tenor saxophone solo on Ting-a-Ling was by Paul Gonsalves. Next, one of the classic Ellington favorites. Duke wrote it in 1930, and this is his 1952 version of Mood Indigo, with the famous clarinet part played this time by Russell Proko.
Thank you.
Here, the Ellington Band's newest version of Caravan, with the composer himself, Juan Tizol, playing the theme. Clarinet by Jimmy Hamilton, and violin solo by Ray Nance.
Thank you.
swing away from the Meadowbrook Club and we jump across the country to the Tiffany Club in Los Angeles, where things are also swinging and jumping under the guidance of Johnny Hodges. Since Johnny took his alto sax out of the Ellington entourage barely 2 years ago, he's enjoyed great success on his own with the powerful assistance of Al Sears. He's the ex-Ellington tenor sax man who helps to run the band for Johnny, in addition to writing some of the biggest hit numbers to date produced by the orchestra. And here they are, playing the biggest of those successes now. It's Al Sears' composition, Castle Rock. That's the style that has made the Hodges Band so popular very quickly. But some of you may prefer their slow ballad mood, as on this next number. You'll hear Al Sears again, and another former Ellington star, Lawrence Brown, on trombone. The trumpet player, by the way, is Emmett Berry. Here they are with Out of Nowhere. Thank you. Johnny Hodges is one of the great veterans of jazz, and incidentally, one of the few New Englanders to make a name in the jazz world. He was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just 45 years ago. Now here he is back in a rocking jump groove again with Wham! Thank you. Have time to hear a little of the famous theme number Johnny used to play with Duke Ellington for many years. Here he is with his own combo playing the blues that Duke wrote with his son, Mercer Ellington. Things ain't what they used to be. Hope you've enjoyed this session of music in the Ellington Manor, played first by the Duke's own big band and then by the smaller but no less persuasive combo of Johnny Hodges. Time to remind you now that we'd like to read your comments and suggestions regarding anything you've heard on the show and anything you'd like to hear on it. Just write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. Now this is your host, Leonard Feather, bidding you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.